This is VSiN Prime Time. Live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Another goal for the Florida Panthers on the power play as they lead 2-0 over the Edmonton Oilers. All four games, Matt Eumanns, have gone over the first period total of 1.5. Juiced has obviously been shifting every which way. 2-0 is the score. A minute and change to go in the first period. And the Florida Panthers, you never want to count your chickens, but it certainly feels like they are headed to a 3-1 series lead in the Stanley Cup final.
Headed to a 3-1 series lead, most likely a second straight Stanley Cup title. Right now at DraftKings, Panthers up 2-0, and we are about at the end of the first period here. I think we have 40 seconds to go.
And I think we're about to get another
one. Something's going to happen here. the live betting screen just went down.
Yep, we're about to get a goal to make it 3-0 Panthers. Right? Bang. There Boom. It is. Adios, Edmonton.
Wow, so the live line before that goal was -750, and the total was 6.5. Tim, the live money line now on the Florida Panthers up from -750 to 1950, and the total in the game now 7.5. So all that pregame money and all that steam on the under, the total tonight not looking great here at the end of the first period.
The under not feeling great right now. Hey, I got the best of the number, 6.5 -20, and now it is 7.5 -160 to the under as the Florida Panthers, and you got to imagine Stuart Skinner will not be starting game 5 when they head back up.
He's not going to finish game 4.
No.
And
he finished game 3. And
I'm not even going to say this is all Stuart Skinner's fault, but it's obviously not all his fault, but part of it's his fault. Tim, Oilers defense, I talked about this in pregame show tonight. This, to me, the most disappointing aspect of this Edmonton team is the defense just breaks down time and time again, and you can't fix that in 2 days off. Also, the undisciplined play, which leads to all the power play opportunities for the Panthers. That's why I was not optimistic about the Oilers going into tonight's game. We've seen all the flaws for this Edmonton Oilers hockey team exposed here in the first period tonight.
You know, there are some random trends out there that people think you should follow, and I'm not saying that you should blindly follow anything, Matt. And people pointed out that Stuart Skinner, randomly enough, in game 4s was dynamite. Prior to tonight, 1.26 goals against average, 2 shutouts, 6-0 record. I mean, what does that have to do with tonight? He's been playing poorly, did not play great in game 3. And look, I thought this would be a tightened up game. 3 penalties from the Edmonton Oilers led to 2 power play goals. And here we are. We're headed to the second period, Matt, and this thing is a wrap pretty much. Now,
I mean,
for me,
at this point,
I'm just going to be sweating out the under here.
I know you and a lot of others would be sweating out the under. Under 6.5, under 6, whatever it may be, whatever you bet. But, Tim, how about this? Do you think the Panthers might just kind of get defensive and sit on this lead at this point?
I hope so.
Or do you just say, hey, let's just let it rip. We're the better team. We're just play cute. Let's keep doing what got us this 3-0 lead and just keep playing the same way. I think they'll keep playing the same way through the second period. Maybe try to sit on the lead in the third. We're at the first intermission, 3-0 Florida. Basically -2,000 on the money line, total 7.5, and that total is shaded under -165.
The one thing I did like about tonight is that they called the penalty box the happy place, presented by Happy Gilmore 2. So you always got to try to find your happy place. And that was a place that I believe he spent a fair share of his time, right, when he was a failed hockey player. So that's what we're now talking about, because this game is a blowout. 3-0 is the score. And right now, the Florida Panthers -2,100 on the money line. Total sits at 7.5. It is juiced under at -175. So that is where we sit right now. After one period of hockey down in Sunrise, Florida, things have opened up in Milwaukee as the Brewers now lead the St. Louis Cardinals 6-0, Matt. They have put up 5 runs in the bottom of the 5th inning, all coming off of Sonny Gray. there for the St. Louis Cardinals. He's been tagged here in this one as they have put together a big fifth inning. Jackson Churio hitting a homer in this inning as well. So the Brewers have blown open that lead, Matt, and they lead 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. That one in Milwaukee. The Tarp is on the field in Kansas City.
It's dark in Kansas City. We got a rain delay. And, Tim, that looks like a serious storm blowing through the KC area right there. So top of the sixth, scoreless game between the Yankees and Royals, and it's going to stay scoreless for a while.
Coming up bottom of the hour, we're going to talk a little more College World Series. That gets rolling tomorrow as Bracket 1 will play tomorrow. Hopefully there is no weather out in Omaha that will affect it as we see it there in Kansas City. Arizona taking on Coastal Carolina. That'll be the first game at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And then the nightcap there at Charles Schwab Field, Louisville and Oregon State. Matt, Mike Palm earlier today on the program live from Rocco's liked Oregon State a little bit. He felt like the way the bracket breaks for a Friday night team is advantageous if you're able to stay in the winner's bracket. So Oregon State, Louisville, Coastal Carolina, Arizona tomorrow.
Aaron Moore, the professor, is going to join the show here in about 25 minutes. And I believe the professor is going to build a case for Arizona State as well. I know he's got a better
Oregon
number.
State or Arizona?
Excuse me, Oregon State.
Okay.
The professor is going to build a case for the Beavers. He's got Oregon State at a better number on the futures. And I think he likes Oregon State in that first game. Also, Oregon State's half of the bracket, probably more hospitable, and that might be a shot you could take on the futures board. Mike Palm, you said, made the case for Arizona, right?
He made the case for Oregon State as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and Matt Grissom did like kind of – I think he liked Coastal Carolina coming out of that region. He also did take the Murray State Racers on the run line, plus 2.5 runs. They don't play till Saturday against UCLA. Looking at the futures board right now, this is DraftKings. We'll give you Circa's odds here in just a moment for the College World Series. Arkansas and Louisville, that's what's so interesting about this College World Series, Matt, is the fact that those two teams play each other on Saturday night, and they're the two betting favorites to win the College World Series. They certainly are the two best teams. We'll talk more about that with Aaron Moore, as you alluded to, coming up bottom of the hour. But Arkansas at DraftKings is plus 195. Here at Circa, if you're looking at College World Series odds, Arkansas sits at plus 205. Louisville, or LSU, I beg your pardon, is plus 242. If you're looking at Oregon State, Matt, better number does exist out there for DraftKings at plus 650 for the Beavers to win the College World Series. So always look around, see if you get a little bit of a better price. Coastal Carolina, the Chanticleers, plus 625. Those two teams are in the bracket one. Bracket two includes Arkansas, LSU, UCLA, and Cinderella story, Murray State.
You have to root for Tim Murray State. The Racers, the Cinderella story in the College World Series in Omaha. Tim, hey, look, there's another shot of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
You know, I think what happened is they went to the producers at TNT and they said, hey, I'm a billionaire. I need to be on TNT tonight. I think that's exactly what happened.
I have no idea. I guess they feel
you
like
and Chris Massaro are very agitated by this.
I'm annoyed by it. Not a big fan of the Kelce Swift relationship and all those shots they get on TV. But again, I was going to ask you, do you have any futures on college baseball going into this or anything you think is worth a shot here on the odds board at Omaha?
I do not. So prior to the start of the Super Regionals, I bet UNC at plus 650. I looked at the bracket and I said, all right, UNC was what, the 5 seed? And it felt like the way that bracket had unfolded with Vanderbilt being eliminated as the 1 seed, a bunch of the other national seeds, they win 18-2 on Friday. I'm like, all right, we're feeling good. And then lo and behold, they lose the next two games. So I am empty headed into the College World Series. So I think I will be looking to add. And I think for me, it would be to determine between Coastal Carolina and Oregon State, which one of those teams, because then it would give you an opportunity. I feel like against the winner of Arkansas-LSU, more than likely, how you could hedge that. I also think what's interesting, and Matt Grissom alluded to this, and I'll ask Aaron Moore about this, do we look at the loser of Arkansas-LSU? How much do their odds shift, Matt? Because of the time you get off after game one, obviously you'd have to come through the loser's bracket, but is the winner, or excuse me, the loser of that game, knowing that they will be a pretty significant favorite over UCLA,
right,
or Murray State.
A loser of that game certainly could come back and win the whole thing.
Absolutely. And you think back to LSU in 2023, lost game one, ultimately won the national championship. Now, they had a cheat card in Paul Skeens. That was pretty helpful to have that guy on their side. But LSU-Arkansas loser, I think, is someone to potentially look at there from a future
standpoint.
I'm going
to listen to Aaron Moore's case that he's going to make for Oregon State. And if he makes a good one, I might bet on the Beavers to win this thing or bet on the Beavers in game one. I think they're up to minus 170, 180 in their opening game. Tim, just a quick update here on the hockey. First intermission.
Whew.
Florida Panthers up 3-0. This is interesting to me. At DraftKings, the money line on the Panthers is minus 1950. At the Westgate Superbook, it's minus 5,000.
Whew.
Kind of
all
a
right.
big disparity. The take back is very similar, though. You get about plus 950 on Edmonton at DraftKings and 10-1 at the Westgate if you believe the Oilers are going to make a comeback. Now, they have the offense to do it, Tim, but they're not showing much of a pulse, not showing much of a heartbeat or a pulse at this point.
Matthew Tkachuk, a pair of goals. He scored the game's first goal, scored another, both of them coming on the power play, and Anton Lundell scored the third goal of that first period.
Tkachuk, I believe, was 100-1 to win the Conn Smythe going into this game tonight. Double-check that graphic we had up pregame. I believe Sam Bennett was plus 105.
Tkachuk down to 12-1 now.
I think it was 100-1 pregame.
Hey, folks, as you know, the Stanley Cup, as well as the NBA Finals, are here. ProfitX is offering the best odds all playoffs long. ProfitX is a peer-to-peer sports exchange available in 40-plus states, the first of its kind in the U.S. Download ProfitX today and use the code VSIN, V-S-I-N, and earn up to $200 in profit cash over your first month.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Keep it rolling here on VSiN Primetime alongside Matt Humans. I'm Tim Murray. We got a blowout watch situation. Now, worth noting, the Edmonton Oilers did erase a two-goal lead in game one to force overtime and get the victory. Scored a goal in the final 20 seconds against the Florida Panthers to force overtime, ultimately lost in double OT, but not a good start, not the start you were hoping for if you were a Oilers backer, if you were a under backer, if you had Oilers futures, whatever it may have been. It is 3-0, and it is all Panthers.
Kind of a quiet night out here in the Circus Sportsbook too, Tim. I see some fans out there in Oilers jerseys. They look depressed. Not a lot going on. This is not the type of game you hope to see tonight. If you bet the unders or you bet the under, or you thought the Oilers were going to bounce back, this is definitely not what you wanted. A 3-0 score at the first intermission. Again, live total is 7.5, under minus 175. And you could take 3.5 goals with Edmonton at minus 120 right now.
No
Would
thanks.
You be optimistic enough to do that?
Nope.
Oilers plus 3.5, minus 120?
Nope. Okay. No thank you. The question is the total. Right now, 7.5 juiced under, minus 175. Overs hitting all three games prior. Now the first period overs hitting all four games. Do we see another over situation with the Panthers up 3-0? Or, as you kind of threw out there, if you're the Panthers, you're up 2-1 in the Stanley Cup final, you sit back and you kind of
sit on
play
the lead.
Some defense, sit yeah. on the lead.
Get defensive, sit on the lead.
Trust Sergei Bobrovsky. I'll say this, Matt. Yeah. What's interesting is, you know, we talked about the Conn Smythe prior to the start of today's game. Do we have the graphic, guys? Are these live odds or are these prior to? Because I would love to get the prior to the game odds and compare them, because you brought up a point. Matthew Tkachuk was 100-1 to win the Conn Smythe trophy prior to today's game. And he is now sitting at 12-1. He has two goals here tonight. So here are the odds before tonight's game.
Yeah, 100-1 on Tkachuk.
How about this? Sam Bennett was plus 105. He's now minus 190.
Okay.
And that's kind of interesting to me. I guess the thought process is now that the Panthers are up 3-0, about to go up 3-1.
It's definitely more likely to be
that Connor McDavid. Yeah, Connor McDavid has drifted out, right? Connor McDavid has gone from plus 240 out to 7-1. Sergei Bobrovsky was 7-1. He's now 8-1. Brad Marchand, who scored goals in the first, what, three games, I want to say, and scored the game winner in game two. Now, it is worth noting too, right, Matt? The Conn Smythe is not just the Stanley Cup final. Right. It is the entirety of the postseason. So Sam Bennett now has moved to a minus 190 favorite to win the Conn Smythe trophy with the Panthers up 3-0.
Well, it just seems rather obvious at this point it's going to be a Panthers player, right? So that's why odds are going to shift more in their favor. And Matthew Tkachuk, that's the big deal. I saw that pregame. He was 100-1. Now you say he's down to 12-1. Sergei Bobrovsky pitching a shutout. What is Bobrovsky? He was 7-1 pregame.
He only faced how many shots in that first period? You say seven. Okay, so they end up shooting a little bit more because they were there was a moment it was like 13-2.
What about Bob? So he was 700 plus 700 pregame, 7-1 odds, and right you would think his odds have improved after pitching a shutout in the first period with. The Panthers more likely to win the cup. What's Bob right now? About 5-1?
Bob has drifted out. He is 8-1. So despite...
How can he drift out?
I don't know. I feel like the Bob...
He's 7-for-7.
Is maybe worth saves. A look here?
That's... I don't know.
So we'll see how this this game plays out here, but it has been all Florida. And more penalties, more mistakes from the Edmonton Oilers, and... The Edmonton Oilers were trying to win their first Stanley Cup since 1990. They were trying to do what I believe it was the Pittsburgh Penguins did in the end of last decade, which was lose to the Detroit Red Wings, and then the next year get the revenge. Well, you never know. I mean, look, they were down 3-0 last year and ultimately forced a Game 7, lost 2-1. In game seven. So with this offense, you're going up to Edmonton for game five. You have home ice for game seven. You never know. But man, you mentioned it when we were watching the game on Monday night, Matt. You didn't feel good about where you sat on your ticket. I have a little exposure too to the Edmonton Oilers. And yeah, it does. This is pretty stunning. I thought this was going to be kind of a banger of a series, and it was those first two games. Yeah. These games in Florida have been ass kickings.
They have been, and I think the Oilers got to find something here to – it's got to – you're going to have to come from your stars. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, somebody's got to light a fire under this team. Tim, if you score a goal here or something in the first 5 minutes of the second period, you give yourself some hope that you can make a comeback. Oilers have the offense to do it. I got to think they're going to pull the goalie, right? You got to think Stuart Skinner's going to be
– I would think so. Cal Pickard, bring him back in.
Yep. Stuart Skinner's probably going to be pulled at some point here. Oilers going to have to do something dramatic, something drastic to turn this game, this series around because it's definitely headed in the Panthers' direction. Like I said, I even felt after game two, I thought if the Oilers won that game in overtime, they were going to win the series. When they lost the game in overtime that night, I have an Oilers series bet. I said, I don't feel good. I think Florida is going to win this series. So I came back with a Florida bet in game three, kind of hedge and wipe out that Oilers series bet. But it looked like things were pointing the Panthers' direction. A lot of times, Tim, when you handicap, you're just going to go with the better defensive team, the better goalie, the better coach. You check all those boxes for the Florida Panthers.
You know, I'm not going to take credit, but I'm going to take some credit for VSiN Primetime here. We just threw up our hands and said, why has Sergei Bobrovsky drifted out? Well, guess what? He just got bet.
Okay.
He was 8-1. Now he's down to 6-1. And Matthew Tkachuk, maybe it was an overreaction to his two goals tonight because he went from 100-1 down to 12-1, and he has now shifted back out to 16-1. So right now, those are the Conn Smythe Trophy odds. Back underway, second period, Matt. Down in Sunrise, Florida, it has been a dominant performance by the Florida Panthers. A couple of goals from Matthew Tkachuk, and scored both of them coming on a power play as well. Three more. Was it four penalties from the Oilers in the first period? It was ugly. I mean, this is a team that it is. They've been living in the penalty box down there in Sunrise, Florida. Matt, we're going to talk a little more college baseball coming up at the bottom of the hour. The professor. Aaron Moore will join us, and he will give us his thoughts of the final eight teams remaining out there in Omaha, Nebraska. We already chatted with our friends, Derek Stevens, Wilbo, Mike Palm. We are very curious about who will hoist the trophy for for most Jello shots consumed out there at Rocco's. I'm not talking about Arkansas and LSU. Who cares?
Great scoring chance for the Oilers. And the Bob shuts the door, slams the door. I thought the Oilers were going to get a goal there. They had a rush on Bobrovsky, and he stonewalled it. I thought 8-1 odds. Got to be worth a shot, doesn't he, to win the Conn Smythe?
I thought so.
Anyway, Oilers here coming out with some urgency to start the second period, Tim.
Yes, they are. All right, the tarp is coming off the field at Kauffman Stadium, so we will get baseball back in Kansas City with the Royals and the Yankees here. Scoreless in that one as they had the rain delay in the top of the sixth inning. The Brewers have put on a hurting on the Cardinals as they put up 5 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning there in Milwaukee. Pirates and Cubs, bottom of the sixth inning, 3-0 Cubs with the lead. And we also have Astros leading 3-1, Matt, over the White Sox. We'll get back to the NBA Finals, give you some thoughts on Game 4 as we look ahead to that one tomorrow night. The only time in this entire series, Matt, there will be only one day off. So only 24 hours to turn around and ultimately get things going in that one.
Is that going to make it tough on the Thunder, Tim?
Maybe.
You said you thought the Thunder was a tired team in the fourth quarter last night. Had 18 points. Really got run down by the Pacers in the fourth last night.
Hey, folks, just a reminder, we already talked to Derek Stevens and Wilbo and Mike Palm live from our set out there in Omaha. That's where we're hanging. VSiN is out at the College World Series in Omaha. Now through Saturday, we'll be broadcasting straight from Rocco's, the iconic home of the Jell-O Shot Challenge. You can catch Money Moves with JVT and Stormy, as well as Follow the Money with Mitch and Paul live from Omaha. Sights, sounds, best bets from the tournament. So head on over to VSiN.com/CWS for all the details and a free College World Series betting guide. We've got a great setup there. Shouts to all our production staff that made the trip out to Omaha to make it look so really perfect. In the background, you had the shot of Charles Schwab Field, the home of the College World Series. So we will see also, Matt, how many Jell-O shots ultimately are consumed.
Well, I don't know, but the key to me is how many will be consumed by Wilbo, how many by Derek Stevens, how many by Mike Palm, and how few by Paul Howard.
I'm going to say over under a half.
Under. Apparently, Paul Howard is taking a stand and is not going to drink one. It's nothing like going to Omaha, getting into the spirit, Tim.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, Matt. You always say there's nothing worse than hope.
Got some hope if you're on the Oilers.
The Oilers make it 3-1. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins beats Sergei Bobrovsky on the power play. Assist to Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. We did see, as expected, a goalie change as Cal Pickard in to net for the Edmonton Oilers.
Got to make some changes, right? You got to make some changes to the pull the goalie, make some lineup, shift changes, whatever you got to do here to spark this Edmonton team. And that's what's happened here to start the second period. And Tim, all that money, all that steam on the under pregame,
not
looking so good right now. 4 goals and we're 5 minutes into the second.
Well, at least I got CLV. That's all that matters, right, Matt? Who needs winning bets when you got the CLV trophy? So 7.5 is the total, juiced over right now, -25. Money line from, 5,000 at Westgate to now -850 at DraftKings as Ryan Nugent-Hopkins lights the lamp down there in Sunrise. 15 minutes to go, second period, 3-1. Panthers still with that 3-1 lead, and maybe that +3.5 would have been a good bet. What are some good bets, Matt, that we should make come tomorrow for the College World Series? The Professor joins us right now. Aaron Moore joins us courtesy of our Progressive guest line. Aaron, let's look at the futures board first, because we have such a unique situation brewing where the two betting favorites, Arkansas and LSU, are playing each other Saturday night, and then you've got the bracket one, which starts tomorrow, and you've got Oregon State and you've got Coastal Carolina, both in that 6-1 ish range. If you have no bets right now heading into the College World Series, should you look at a future on a team in bracket one?
Yeah, Tim, I think if you're going to come in now in college baseball, and first off, let me say you should have come in last month or 2 months prior to get really good value in college baseball. But if you're going to do it prior to the start of the College World Series, I would lean towards Oregon State. You can get them in that plus 650 range, and it's a good way of getting another team on the other side of the bracket away from those SEC teams. If there is a final between the SEC and likely either Oregon State or Coastal Carolina, I like Oregon State in that situation. Give me the plus 650. Maybe I let it ride, or you can probably hedge it. I'm going to guess if it's an SEC team in that other championship side, probably series price about minus 170. I think that gives you a chance to hedge if you take Oregon State plus 650.
All right, many of the viewers, listeners, not in the position you are in, obviously going to Omaha. So you've got 40-1 on Oregon State to win the whole thing. Looks like you've got 10-1 on Arkansas, 12-1 on LSU, correct?
Yeah, Matt, what I've done with college baseball, and it's once again, I recommend doing it, you take these futures bets throughout the season. What I have found are the books seem to overreact with college baseball regular season. And if we talk about the college basketball regular season, the college baseball regular season is pretty diluted. These teams are playing like 50 games. So I was able to get Arkansas when they were the short favorite. They were swept in a series in late May, and those odds popped up to about 10-1. Now, I've been on LSU all season 12-1, but when Arkansas was 10-1, it was an overreaction. I had to take it. So my approach to betting futures in college baseball is get a few of these teams. Look when you think they are undervalued, get them in your portfolio, and you have so many opportunities to hedge or monetize tickets now in the College World Series because there's elimination games. Elimination games are great if you need to play the other side of a futures bet.
Aaron Moore, the professor with us. All right, our producer, Justin, is a stickler. He loves to post plays on the VSIM Pro page. Any guest we have on the show gives out a play, he posts it. If it's WNBA, doesn't matter what it is. Right, Tim? So let's go college baseball here. What do you want Justin to post on the VSIM Pro page for you on the games Thursday or games Friday or Saturday or on the futures? I know you have a play on the Oregon State game in the first round.
Yeah, Justin, get your pen and write this down. I want the under in Oregon State Louisville. And this is going to be interesting to look at when we now shift the tournament to the College World Series Charles Schwab Field. It plays big. And you think about college baseball regular season in the postseason, a lot of home runs, the aluminum bats. A lot of these fields are small. So now it goes to Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. The field tends to play big. There's humidity in the wind. The last couple days has been blowing in. So give me the under in this situation. And you look at the pitching here in this matchup. You've got Dax Whitney, for Oregon State. Big freshman, big strong arm. You've got Patrick Forbes for Louisville, another power pitcher. Both of these guys so far in the tournament have pitched a little over 10 innings, and both have only given up 3 runs. So I like that situation now going into it. And if you look at Charles Schwab Field compared to Oregon State, both the power alleys down the line and center field, Charles Schwab Field is 10 feet longer in all those areas. So it's going to be a big field. Give me the under in that situation, because I do think a lot of public bettors are going to think college baseball, big scores. Not always the case in Omaha.
I used to think that when the games were at Rosenblatt Stadium. I don't think that as much anymore. So would you parlay Oregon State minus 170 with under 10, or are you just playing under 10 here?
Yeah, I'm not parlaying in these situations. Yeah. There's so much variance in college baseball, particularly, as I said, with an elimination game, that you're not really sure how straight it's played. Just give me the under in this situation. I like Oregon State to win the game, so they're about minus 188 on DraftKings. Clearly, they're the favorite team here. In Louisville, I'm going to downgrade them a little bit. I think they got lucky to be in this situation. We've talked about Vanderbilt just blew it. Louisville was able to get out of the Nashville region. And then what did Louisville get to do during the Supers? They hosted against Miami. a team that shouldn't have been there. Louisville probably shouldn't have been there. So it was the Louisville Super Regional. They beat Miami. Here they are. I don't really think they stack up, particularly to Oregon State. Let's talk about them. This is a team that was an independent all season. They've played all around the country. Now that the tournament moves to Omaha, really they are prepared for this new segment of the tournament being on the road. They've been on the road for pretty much the entire season.
Once again, Aaron Moore joining us courtesy of our Progressive guest line. So under 10, and you look around, you can find it at DraftKings, a couple other shops. Circa's gone to 9.5, so looks like the market is headed that way. So grab the 10 if you're going to follow Aaron Moore here. I want to get your thoughts on what to expect Saturday night. So we've got LSU and Arkansas, and you mentioned where you are from a future standpoint on Arkansas. The loser of that game, obviously they would go into the loser's bracket, but you're not done yet. In 2023, LSU lost their first game, was able to make their way out of that, win the national championship. Aaron, what do you expect the odds makers to do with the loser of that game? Because they're both in that, you know, 2-1 range to win the title. And do you think either one of those teams would be better fit for coming out of the loser's bracket than the other?
Well, if there's to come out of the loser's bracket, Tim, it's probably going to be LSU. Let's just look at chalk in game one. Arkansas is a slight favorite. LSU, though, has two very good pitchers in Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson. So they're able to bounce back. I do think those odds, Tim, if you look at LSU in that plus 250 range, it's probably already cooked in right now that whoever they play, UCLA or Murray State, they're going to be a big favorite. So it is one way to look at it. If you do want to get a little bit more bang for your buck, and let's say you like LSU, yeah, wait until after that game, because you're going to have to think they're going to lose that opening game against Arkansas. They're the dog. So maybe that plus 250, maybe it edges up to about 3-1. But I do think bookmakers already have that cooked in, because very likely who are they going to play in that first elimination game? Murray State, a team they should beat.
Aaron Moore, it looks like you're on a road trip. I know you've been driving through the South. I would guess by the look of the background, you might be staying at a Marriott Residence Inn. Tell us about the fast food stops you've made. The fast food stops you made, the best and the worst on your drive through the South. Are you in Florida tonight?
I am in Florida. I'm in Palm Beach, Matt. Mm-hmm. And I need to really talk about, as much as I love talking about SEC baseball, let's talk about SEC fried food and fast food. Cookout. I'm a big fan of Cookout. I don't think it gets enough, just doesn't get enough respect. Give me a fast food joint where I can get a hot dog and a hamburger. I can get onion rings or French fries. It's a big value in terms of Cookout. Love Cookout. Also, Culver's. So let's look at Culver's and Cookout. That's the Arkansas and LSU of fast food down south. Big fan. You can't go wrong either way.
All right. I've never been to a cookout. I gotta get it on the list there.
I didn't know the professor loved hot dogs until now. But apparently,
who doesn't like hot dogs?
Well, you don't find hot dogs in many fast food spots. You got them at Freddy's. You got them at Cookout.
Five Guys.
Yep, Five Guys.
Aaron, always appreciate it. Best of luck with your bets.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to you, and enjoy those hot dogs at Cookout. Anybody out there, go get one.
Oregon State, Louisville, under 10, his favorite play for tomorrow. Get you updated on what's unfolding in Sunrise, Florida. Do the Oilers have some life?
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Under 9 minutes to go in the second period, the Edmonton Oilers showing maybe a little life here, Matt. 3-1 is the score. We've seen a goalie change. Stuart Skinner, adios, hit the showers. Cal Pickard has come into the game. A terrible turnover, but Pickard able to make a save. And right now, 3-1 is the score. Take a look at the live line, Matt. Right now, where we sit, still 7.5 the total. Heavily juiced under, minus $2. And the Florida Panthers still, as you would imagine, up 3-1, a massive favorite at minus 950.
Goalie change pays off right there, Tim. Pickard with the save on a little bit of a breakaway for the Panthers. Checking in on Twitter tonight, Mark Hoppel tweets, Chris Massaro needs his own show on VSiN. I'm seeing a Twitter feud developing tonight between Tim Murray and Chris Massaro, and I wonder if we could put a show on the network called Crossfire, where it's Massaro over here and Murray.
I think that's, that already happened, right, with Chris Matthews or whatever it was. Wasn't that back in the day? Didn't he have a show, Crossfire?
I think so.
Yeah.
This would be Sports Crossfire.
I'm good. I'm good. Chris, just make sure you take the blood pressure medicine, man. You get a little fired up these days, all right?
How about the total, the live total in this game, back down to 6.5? It is shaded over minus 210.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah, there is a chance here because when you had the early goal in the second period, it looks like, wow, this thing's really pointing to the over. No question about it. All the live numbers pointing to the over. But, Tim, things are starting to settle down a little bit here. Florida Panthers have not scored in the first 12 minutes.
Yeah, and we did get a goal from the Edmonton Oilers. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins able to get the Oilers on the board. Three of the four goals tonight have been via the power play as Matthew Tkachuk, scored the first two goals of the night for the Florida Panthers. Both those coming on the power play, and then Ryan Nugent-Hopkins' goal courtesy of the power play as well. So 3-1 is the score. Things get a little bit more interesting down there in Sunrise, and minus 950 does remain the money line. Minus 2.5, minus 15 both ways. So that is the puck line situation. If you think the Panthers could get an empty netter, then you would bet the Panthers, or if you think the Oilers have some life here, we will see how this game ultimately plays out here as there is 7:46 to go in the second period of Game 4 of the Stanley Cup. Best bet from Mike Palm was under 2.5 goals for the Oilers. I was on the under 6.5 prior to the start of this one. Felt good for a little bit, and then we saw a plethora of goals there from the Florida Panthers. Baseball back underway, Matt, in Kansas City. Still scoreless. No Royals and Yankees. Top of the seventh inning. I am not sure who the rookie was, but the Brewers starting pitcher tonight.
Oh, wow. There's a goal for the Oilers. And wow. How about that? That's a hell of a shot. Top shelf by Nurse. And that's 3-2. Tim, how has this picture changed here in, let's say, the last 20 minutes of real time? The live line as high as minus 5,000? Now down minus 360 at DraftKings. The total back up to 8.5. Think about how much that goal right there changes these live numbers. Look at that shot. I think you have your head down.
8.5 is the total.
Look at
the
shot.
Whew, what a shot. It just goes over the shoulder of Bob, Sergei Bobrovsky. Darnell Nurse, who had a terrible penalty in the first period, to quote Dumb and Dumber, totally redeemed himself right there. So he gets a goal, 3-2, and I'm going to say my total is in a whole lot of trouble. Yes, not full on, but it is pretty burnt toast right now. 3-2 is the score, and the total now out to 8.5. We are trending towards all four games to start the Stanley Cup Final going over, and now, Matt, the Edmonton Oilers going on the power play. Wow.
Barkov shot that puck into the crowd, and we're going to have a power play. We got 27 minutes of game time left, Tim, and 5 goals on the board. The under is not looking good. Live total, 8.5, and the under shaded minus 135. Money line on Florida Panthers, minus 298.
Man. Good on the Oilers, man, because this looked like a snooze fest heading into the second period. 3-0 was the score, Matt, and just like that, the Edmonton Oilers, a couple of goals, and now another power play opportunity for the Edmonton Oilers, and this is what we were hoping for. Games 1 and 2 were tremendous. Game 3 was not very tremendous outside of if you like fights, but it was sloppy, lots of penalties, and it felt like, all right, here we go again. The Oilers committed, 4 penalties in that first period, led to 2 power play goals. And now you look at this game, and Sergei Bobrovsky's is feeling the pressure right now from this explosive Oilers offense. Right now, though, the Panthers trying to kill off this power play, and they are a minus 345 favorite, Matt, on the live line. 3-2, the Edmonton Oilers showing some life right now down in Sunrise, Florida.
Yeah, Connor McDavid here. He's planted on the left side in front of the goal. I want to see McDavid get a goal here to tie up this game. He sets up a great pass right there for a scoring opportunity. McDavid himself doesn't have a lot of shots. But, Tim, you got 1 minute left to go in this power play. This is, I think, really important for the Oilers to get something here.
Connor McDavid so far tonight does have an assist, two shots. 26 assists so far this postseason for Connor McDavid as he assisted on the Ryan Nugent-Hopkins goal in the, earlier in this period. Leon Draisaitl also had an assist, and under 30 seconds to go in the power play, and man, this would be a big momentum shift, it would feel like, if the Panthers are able to kill off this power play, Matt. As there's Connor McDavid. Right. Goodness gracious.
He's going at a different speed than the other guys on the ice. McDavid with a great move there to get a scoring opportunity, but could not finish it out. He just blew by two defenders.
Right? That was a big save by Sergei Bobrovsky. I'm curious right now, Matt, because DraftKings does do live odds for the Conn Smythe. And right now, Connor McDavid. Ooh. Oh, this is a different. Oh, they don't have him up right now. Okay. I was waiting to see what the live odds are. They currently have taken down the Conn Smythe odds, so we will see when they put him back up. But, boy, he just knifed through the whole defense, Matt, and had a chance. And Sergei Bobrovsky makes a big save courtesy of his leg pad there. Man, things are really ratcheted up there in Sunrise. This is turning out to be a hell of a game. 3-2, two goals, both unanswered here for the Edmonton Oilers. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins on the power play, and Darnell Nurse, who had a brutal penalty in the first period that led to a Matthew Tkachuk goal, the first goal of the game. And now, man, the Oilers, as the Panthers do kill off the penalty, Matt.
Yep.
Man, Oilers had some chances on that power play.
Certainly did. Hey, Tim, before we wrap up this hour, we want to talk about a big upset in baseball today. We haven't talked about at all the Giants-Rockies. How about that series today in Denver? Rockies were down and scored three runs in the ninth to come back to win it. You sent me a text, I believe, what was it, two nights ago?
Yeah.
About the Rockies blowing a three-run lead.
They're up 5-2 in the ninth and lost 6-5.
Well, today they scored three in the ninth to win 8-7. Snapped a five-game losing streak, and Rockies get the comeback win today. Giants close minus 200 here at Circa. Total was 11, flies over, but the Rockies get a win after blowing one against the Giants two nights ago. A lot of times you'll find these Circa will put up odds on a team. It was up last week. Will the Mets sweep the Rockies?
Mm-hmm.
And the Mets, I believe, were minus 140 last week to sweep the Rockies,
and they did
sweep the Rockies. If you laid that price on the Giants, that's a tough way to lose it today. But the Rockies blew one two nights ago. They get it back today. And what I think Rockies are now, what, 13-55?
Yes, that was their 13th win of the season. They were, what, 9-50, won three straight in Miami, lost, I want to say, five straight. So, yeah, that sounds about right. Matt, how about this?
Pretty good chance we're looking at the worst team in MLB history.
Over at VSiN.com, yeah. Prior to first pitch, 91% of bets were on the San Francisco Giants wow. to win. And how about this? 90% of the bets on the run line for the San Francisco Giants. So a rough one for those who just blindly faded the Colorado Rockies today, as that's a tough loss to swallow. And you can always check out those betting splits over at vsin.com. They come straight from the source, folks. Circa and DraftKings Sportsbook. You can see where the money is coming in. You can see where the tickets don't match up with the handle. And you can become a VSiN Pro subscriber. And that's the only way you can get access to those betting splits for as little as $9.99 for your first month. So check it out, vsin.com/subscribe. Yeah, looking at some of the lopsided bets here tonight, Matt. The Milwaukee Brewers were a home dog tonight, and they were getting about only 32% of the bets over at DraftKings here tonight, and they're leading 6-0 in the top of the eighth inning. And also worth noting, as we took a look at those betting splits.
Oh, Matt, another goal for the Oilers?
Wow.
We got a tie game. How about that, Tim?
Unbelievable. That is the over, so 3+3=7, and there you go. Fourth straight over. Going to happen, because you can't have a 3-3 game.
There's going to be seven goals scored tonight, and that's not guaranteed. The live total, 8.5, shaded over, minus 220. Panthers still slight favorites of DraftKings at minus 130. That's where we started the game. Three goals in the first for the Panthers, three in the second for the Oilers.
The crowd is silenced in Sunrise.